Ho, ho, ho. Hoes. Welcome back.
Oh my God.
You're our first guest.
Hi, Teddy.
This is my dog, Finn.
Hello, Finn.
We are so honored to have you today. We've been wanting to interview you for so long. What are your thoughts?
He can't hear you. What are your thoughts on abortion? Oh, wait, here. How about this? Are you going to the concert for the Freshman Club in January?
I think he says yes.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to this virtual time.
Virtual time. So Julie and I are in a long distance relationship at the moment. He's back home in California. I am back home in Texas. Just for winter break, though. Don't worry, guys. But
do not fret.
Don't fret, because we have mustered up a way with our technological brains that we have to make an episode for you guys while we are out of town.
On holiday. That's what I was going to say.
Or on holiday, if you will. Are we webcam girls?
No, because our clothes are on.
Unless.
So what should we begin with? Should we give a little recap of, you know, people are just flooding my DMs, asking what I've been up to. I don't know about you.
I'm experiencing the same thing. You know, people are just dying to know. They are on the edge of their seats what I have been up to, why I've been MIA. And I'm like, guys, don't worry. I'm just home in the land of Texas at the moment. I'll be back.
I got a bunch of DMs asking if we broke up, actually.
Really? No, guys, we're just doing long distance.
So, yeah, the Hollywood Fix and TMZ have been just bombarding me with questions.
I know. E! News was outside my door, and I was like, guys, I'm trying to eat dinner. Like, I just want to live a normal life.
No, you're so right. Ugh. So let's just put it here first. We're putting it on the record that we're just doing this one virtual
time. Yes, we will both be back together in like a week or two. I knew you would say that. No. Hey, don't apologize.
This is the judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone. Girls support girls. Okay. I think it's funny.
Hey, what have you been up to in the land of Texas?
You know, I've been up to just not much. Just hanging out with friends, being back in my hometown, celebrating Christmas and holiday festivities and such. Hey, yes. Homeboy Teddy, who's on my floor right now. Teddy, say hi. Thank you. yes. But I'm excited to be back because there's a lot of fun things coming up, as you know. But before we get into that, what did you do over this winter break?
Well, first, I dyed my hair. That's a big one.
It looks
it's like really dark, guys, because my hair it's naturally like brown and then the sun lightened it, but now it's like black, and now I just feel emo AF, especially with my nails. But I've just been hanging out, you know, spending time with my family, seeing my friends, spending time with my dog, spending time in the good old town of San Francisco. You know how it is.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
So Julia, do you want to tell the people what exciting things we have coming up?
Oh, of course I would.
Breaking news.
You guys should follow the Freshman Club on Instagram so that you'll hear it from them first rather than us. But they're going to be hosting a New Year's Eve party at Sky Waikiki. And I'm not sure if this will be up before then, but if not, don't fret, because there is going to be a winter concert on January 15th, and it's going to be very fun. We will be there.
Yes,
and
we'll
it's
be
going
there.
To be one of the first events that happens for the second semester, so you would be a silly goose not to attend.
You would be a fool if you did not
and
attend this crazy winter in paradise concert.
You would be a colossal idiot if you
just be an uncultured swine if you were so much as to not buy tickets to this event, because we'll be there and we'll be signing autographs for everybody who's been asking.
We will be signing faces.
Yes.
If you come up to us at this event and you ask us if we can sign your face, we will have you on.
Absolutely.
No questions asked.
Absolutely.
Just want to put that out there.
It's
going to
be fast. It's, I think, HB Social Club in Honolulu. Going to be very fun. If you're not on island, unfortunately, if you want to fly in for these events, feel free. If not, follow the Freshman Club account for your university because they have over 20 accounts. But yeah, follow the Freshman Club. They have a bunch of different university accounts on Instagram. They have A&M, Purdue, UCLA, all different schools. So if you go to one of the schools that they have an account for, follow them for similar events and things like that. But this is just for the Freshman Club Hawaii.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. So then, it is very exciting.
This is the last episode of the year.
It is the last episode of the year. I haven't seen you in eons.
I know.
I'm thinking about it. The last thing I said to you was, I'll see you next year. And it's so true.
I know. So dramatic of you. But we'll see each other in like a week. But I know it's been, what, like a month or so since we haven't seen each other?
No, yeah, because you left right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. I've been here for a long time, but I'm excited to be back.
Yeah,
I'm excited for 2022. Hopefully it'll be a better year than this one. I've seen so many TikToks of people being like, fuck you 2021. And
no, it's so true.
I kind of agree. I don't know. Mine was like half good, half bad. So
I think the later half of 2021 was good for me. I think the beginning was just,
yes,
downright awful.
Facts. Yes, absolutely. But 2022 will be our year. It's going to be a great year for us to really get into our Girl Boss activities, really further those Girl Boss endeavors. And just,
I could not have said it better myself.
Yes. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have some guests on the show. And some events with the Freshman Club, maybe, or something like that.
Don't tease too much now.
Don't say too much. Well, we can bleep some of it out.
That'd be kind of fun. Yeah, they get the people guessing. Keep the people on their toes.
Keep the people on their toes.
The holidays, this sounds like an ad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds.
The holidays can be a stressful time. You know? You're seeing a lot of people, especially in COVID times. It can get kind of scary, especially when you're faced with seeing a bunch of different people. You don't know where they've been. It just can frazzle one.
So and that's why we're partnering with Bang Energy.
That's why I just had an aneurysm. It's just good to keep in mind that when you do see a lot of different people, family, friends, even people that you don't want to see during the holidays, it's good to just have a moment of zen. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. Because after you see them, you probably won't see them for a very long time.
You got a few years to kind of get ready for the next interaction.
Yes.
But you just got to girl boss your way through it. I think we should have a moment of zen right now for all the people who have had to deal with seeing their family members or friends or any stressful encounters over the holidays. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Don't hang out
with your ex.
Don't do it.
Don't hang out with them
Whether it be multiple, don't do it. You
whether
don't need that.
One from 10 years ago, whether it be one from
10 days ago.
Don't do it.
You get absolutely no benefit.
No benefit
from it.
No benefit.
You don't. You really don't. Can I hear a benefit that you guys get from doing it? Wait. That's what I thought.
Crickets. Crickets. Crickets.
Crickets.
Absolute crickets.
Teddy, what benefit do you get from hanging out with your ex? Yeah.
Maybe that's what I thought.
That's what I thought. So.
Okay. Also, I think we need to address
the elephant in the room.
A tragedy that struck both of our lives and countless other lives. A mere few.
I don't know where you're going with this, so I'm really excited to see.
Let's just say that we tried, amongst others, to get tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo upcoming Sour tour.
And you know what? That is such a touchy topic. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. Sour tour. I don't know about you guys, but we didn't get tickets. Nobody we know
got tickets.
I don't know anybody that got tickets, even though we did like the verified fan thing, which I thought would help, but I guess not.
That's why I'm confused that it's sold out, because I don't know anybody who got tickets and I haven't seen anybody on TikTok who got tickets.
I think it's just because she's doing smaller venues for her first tour.
But why is she being humble?
I know, like, Queen, I love you and I get you don't want to skip that step in your career, but like, you're kind of the most famous person in the world right now, so you can't really, like, I would love to see, like, you know. Touchy
stuff. The only person that I saw on TikTok that got tickets, she got tickets and then I think she did it on Apple Pay, but then her card declined. So she didn't get them.
Like she didn't have enough in her account or something?
I don't know. It just showed like the Apple Pay thing and it said that her card declined. So that's the only like
awful, like, or maybe someone got them like a millisecond before she did.
I don't know. That's the only like mirror moment that I saw that was very close to getting the tickets.
I would cry. But Livia, you know, we love you. Come on the show anytime. Mm-hmm. We will be at your next tour. Yes. Don't you fret. We will be there or be square.
Excited for the Freshman Club event, because it's going to be like a concert and I haven't been to one in a while.
Very true.
I was going to see Jack Harlow and I was going to extend my trip home to do it, but I just don't think it's in my future, unfortunately.
I think I need to update the people on which concert I went to most recently.
You are so right.
Just because I personally think it really is an important update about our world and people need to know. So, guys.
The people need to know.
Guys, get this. I went to a Russ Lynch concert a few weeks ago. And that's it. That's the story. It's just he's really hot and his music's really good. And I had a lot of fun. And I hadn't been to a concert in a while. So don't come for me. Thank you.
Mic drop.
Looks like you had a grand old time.
I had a grand old time. Got the cute little girlfriend hoodie, took a picture in front of his tour bus, was like a few
you had
rows,
to.
I was like a few rows behind him, almost high-fived, but he didn't.
Alas.
Fine, I forgive him. Tried to get a picture with him to recreate the picture I have with him from like 4 years ago. But they never ended up coming out to take pictures because of COVID, or they just didn't want to. So RIP.
That is very unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I know. Well, we asked you guys, what are some do's and don'ts of dating apps? Things that make you swipe left and right. We put on our Instagram story and the Freshman Club's different accounts what you guys thought, and we got some pretty funny answers and some helpful things that we think we should share with you, because especially in COVID, I feel like people are using dating apps a lot more, even if it's for like you have no intention of ever hanging out with them or you're trying to find someone to date, like whatever it is, people are using them a lot. So
make sure you follow us on Instagram as well as the Freshman Club so you can participate in the next time we do something like this or something similar.
Yes, because then maybe your idea out of the millions we're receiving will end up on our episode and you'll be famous.
So true.
So true. So what people said on Instagram, things that people...
They said yay.
When they said, what makes you swipe right? This is what America said. This is what the youth of America said. Have good pictures. Single shots, not a lot of group shots. You don't want to have to Sherlock your homes.
You just don't want to do that. You don't want to Sherlock your homes.
You guys, you do not want to Sherlock your homes.
Can we put on a shirt, please?
Trust me, I've been there. You don't want to Sherlock your homes.
I'm not trying to Sherlock my homes right now.
You don't want to. I was going to say, you don't want to have to FBI agent your way into the group picture of 12 men who look the same to figure out which one he is.
The worst is when you see a group picture and you see someone, you're like, oh, like, I like that person. And then it's not. The cute
one?
No, yeah, that is.
And it's like his like 4 foot tall friend, like on the end of the picture who you weren't even looking at.
That's
not to call out our short kings. We love our short kings. Shout out Cody Ko. He just got engaged.
Congrats to Cody and Kelsey.
Congrats to our
parents. Can you please adopt me? Thank you.
Can you please adopt us? Thank you.
Cody Sherlocked his homes, and that's why Kelsey said yes.
That's so true. I didn't even think about it that way. That's very insightful. Okay.
Sorry, I was in creative writing in high school, so I'm just good with words like that.
Okay, okay. So some other things that make people swipe right include connecting your college to your account. Like, you know how on Tinder and Bumble, you can be like, hey, I go to this university, and then it'll say on your account, and then you can find other people at your school. Very helpful tool.
It also validates that they're a real person.
Yes, that's always good when they're not just like a bot or like a 60-year-old man. Yes. Want to read the don'ts, mommy?
I will read. I'm going to add a do myself right now. Also, if you don't want to put your school, you can put your Instagram. Because yes. Then that can kind of also verify yeah. that.
It was very mixed reviews on people who liked having Instagrams and Snapchats in the bio and people mm-hmm. like not having it. Some people said they thought it was weird when you included your Instagram in the bio or like the Snapchat, but I kind of like it because honestly, that's what
I don't think it's that weird because you only put a few photos. Like that gives it
exactly. Like I don't talk on there. I talk on like Instagram. So,
and that gives it an abundance of photos. Like not, you don't have a limit, you know?
Exactly. And you can like see if they're a legit person.
Exactly. So some don'ts that the youth of America told us when we conveyed the survey was
a lot of this data that we have researched is from the Freshman Club, but let me specify, it's not a club for freshmen.
That's a great
I just feel like I need to specify that because I was kind of confused when we first started working with them. I was like, wait, we're not freshmen. Don't worry, it's just a name.
So some no's that we got are gross and or kinky bios, which I would have
don't to do it
up. Don't do it,
don't do it,
don't. If you think you're going to be picking up anything, I don't know what your preference is, if you think you're going to be getting anything, you are not, because you are not Sherlocking your homes, therefore you are not.
That is not a girl boss move. If you're straight out the bat, your cover picture is a nude and your bio says something weird, stop that. Stop it.
Immediate report. Immediate report.
Right to jail. Right to jail.
So the next one that we're going to be talking about also are fish pictures. Thankfully, I have not come across any of those, but
I know. I guess. Maybe it's more of a Southern thing.
I think it is.
And I have seen some at school too, but it's definitely a Southern thing. If you live anywhere in the South or anywhere really where guys just like fishing and they have the infamous fish picture holding it like this.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those.
Horrible. It's horrible. I just don't think it's attractive at all. And I don't think anybody else does either because lots of people said in our stories. So like I love.
Also.
But I don't want to see like the ruler next to the fish. Like, I don't care.
No one cares.
No one cares what size it is. That's not what I mean, guys. Not what I mean.
That's a great clip to take out of context. Okay. Also, some promiscuous pictures as their cover is a no. And also another one. This is so true. Any, like, Snapchat filters? Absolutely not. Because you're hiding what you look like. That right is not.
Jail.
Do you think you have little ears? Maybe you do, but I don't like that.
Oh, it's a half human, half dog. Swipe right. Like, no, take it off. Right to jail.
I mean, maybe some people like that. I just don't.
Yeah, maybe, but not I. Or pictures with girls. And especially like when it's a picture from like a formal or a dance or something, and they have a picture with a girl and then they put an emoji over the girl's face.
That's so tacky. Just find
like
different pictures
over people's face. Like, I just don't want to see a picture with a girl in general. Like, why?
Not only that, it's like, if you can go out of your way to put something over her face, why don't you use that energy to find a different picture?
Like, that is so much more work to like go into Snapchat, get the emoji, put it on the face, save that copy. Like,
but I also feel like guys would make the argument saying that like they don't have many good photos of themselves just because guys don't really take many photos. So maybe that's the argument. But like, that's an awful argument.
You'd also just like crop it, maybe. I don't know.
What a concept.
I guess. Or if it's like the third or fourth picture, like maybe it's fine. If it's a really good picture of you, you're in a suit. I get it. You feel just like you're looking good. Crop it.
Yes.
Or send it to me and I can Photoshop my face on it.
There you go.
It's 11:11. It's 1:11 for me.
Precious for me.
Angel number. Thank you.
I'm wearing, look what I'm wearing. I've been wearing this all the time since I'm at home. These are bracelets That's from so Kailua cute. Crystals.
I love.
The black one, I don't remember what the purple one does, but the black one protects from negative energy.
Okay.
And it matches my nails and my hair.
I need to go.
And my new aesthetic.
Her reputation era.
Can we talk about reputation eras?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be defining what a reputation era is for those of you that don't know.
Yes.
A reputation era refers to Taylor Swift's album Reputation. And it's basically that entire album is kind of referencing how like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian like called her a snake and all this stuff. And like, this is her kind of like rebuilding herself and her reputation. There's a lot her of girl boss songs.
Exactly. Her rebranding.
Because a lot of, like, if you look at videos from that tour, like, there's a lot of snakes, like, everywhere. Because, like,
yeah, it's a lot of, like, silver and black.
So, basically, what your reputation era is where you're doing the same. And it's also, like, you are not giving a flying F.
Yes.
That's what your reputation era is. And I think I'm going through my reputation era right now, just with my dark hair and just, like, dark hair, don't care. We hope that you guys all are going through your reputation era. We can, next episode, if you would like us to continue this conversation, we can talk about how to begin your reputation era. Where do you start?
Yes. Yes. And if you want more Taylor Swift content, we could muster up hours and hours and hours upon of content of that. So
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a great idea. I know all of our friends would love to come on and just yab about Taylor for hours and hours, which
yes.
I think certain people would love, but don't worry guys, it's not
it'd be target audience.
It's not turning into a Taylor Swift podcast. But yeah, make sure you guys follow our Instagram and TikTok. It's at girlbossunfiltered, and follow the Freshman Club, their general account, and then for whichever school you go to, whether it's Hawaii or a different one, on Instagram, because they have a lot of exciting things coming up and a lot of just like college lifestyle content, memes, videos, TikToks, and whatnot, dating
the whole shebang,
all the things, the whole shebang. It's really cool, and we have some exciting things with them coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. Julia has a TED Talk segment she would like to
So I woke up this morning, sun was shining, birds were chirping. I'm just trying to give you guys a mental image as I pull something up on my cellular device.
Paint us a picture. Never apologize for painting a picture.
So
let me get, and then guys, yeah, get comfortable.
I'm sitting by the fire and I'm telling you this story.
Yes.
So I was on this app. I'm not really sure if you've heard of it. It's kind of like YouTube videos and all this stuff. It's called TikTok. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's kind of underground and like undiscovered.
I knew you were going to do that.
And I was scrolling through my For You page and I came across this video, and I'm willing to spell out the account because I'm not going to try and pronounce this. It's BRUJERIAZ.
Okay.
Brugerias.
Sure, sure, sure. Just giving credit where credit is due.
Exactly. And it's a video of someone during finals, and it's a presentation about crimes that this person thinks that the characters from Diary of a Wimpy Kid would commit. And would you like me to go through the TikTok and explain which crimes?
I would, yes. This reminds me of like PowerPoint nights that people do, which we need to do. We were going to do one last semester, but it never really happened. So next semester, I think we need to like really plan that, because
we can just even do one of you and just you and me.
Yeah. If you guys want us to do like funny PowerPoint videos, I think that'd be a funny like YouTube or TikTok segment to do.
Susan Heffley would, I can't even read that. It's
wait, can I guess like what crimes they would commit, and then you can tell me what?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Susan Heffley, I think, would commit like tax fraud or something. Like, not
can I bad. Ask your reasoning? What's your reasoning? But why would Susan Heffley like commit tax fraud?
He's just not like, I feel like it would be some sort of financial charge rather than like murder or something, because she just seems like she couldn't, like she doesn't have the guts to do anything other than like financial crimes.
So what this person thinks is that Susan Halfley would be convicted for harboring, which also means concealing terrorists. So she thinks that Susan Halfley will conceal terrorists, essentially.
Damn, Susan.
So now she's just, she looks like Brittany Broski in this video.
I love Brittany Broski. If you ever want to come on the pod, I love you. Funniest person on TikTok.
What do you think Frank Heffley would be convicted for? The dad.
I definitely feel like he would have like it's something like sexual.
Okay, and why do you think that?
Like, I just feel like if someone's gonna be creepy and weird, it's gonna be him.
Because it's him, or because it's like an older man, or both.
But okay, cool. Like, it's just so, like that, like, suburban weird dad. Like, you never know. Maybe I've seen
really you really never know.
You really never know.
It's, this person thinks that Greg Heffley will commit racketeering, and racketeering is the act of acquiring a business through illegal activity.
I mean, yeah, I could see that. Just like business crime.
So there's also, I think there's a picture of, I think this is Al Capone.
Oh.
So I think that's what he did.
Oh, okay. I could see that. Greg Heffley is Al Capone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Al Capone.
Hey, we're here to feed you the latest in news, politics.
The latest and greatest.
Art and culture, all of the things. This is your one-stop shop for your updates on everything in the world.
So correct. You are so correct. I want to see what crime Manny would commit.
Oh my god, Manny.
Wait, who's, oh my god, that's the next one.
Who's the sexy older brother? Roderick. I love him. I'll put a poll on our Instagram story because I personally think Roderick Heffley from Diary of a Wimpy Kid is so hot. I love him. I love
him. My PE teacher from freshman year looked like Roderick from the back.
Just from the back?
Yeah, because it was a woman.
Oh, what crime does Manny
commit? Sorry, I got really sidetracked. Manny would commit international terrorism.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, when
that kid is a menace.
When he's older, or like at his current age of like what, like 3 years old?
That I don't know because they didn't talk about that. But all I can say is he commits international terrorism as a 3 year old.
Honestly, I could see it. He is a menace to society. Huge menace behavior for sure. Kind of like us.
We're menaces to society. Should we change the name to Menaces to Society?
How to be a girl boss and a menace at the same time.
Oh my god, they didn't talk about Roderick in that one. That was it.
Okay, well, what crime do we think Roderick would commit? I think he would steal my heart. Well, thank you guys for watching or listening, whichever you did. Remember, this episode 4 will be on, the video will hopefully be on YouTube. The audio will be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. Follow us and the Freshman Club on Instagram because most of our events and updates will be coming from there. And so you can participate in all of our polls and everything we do for future episodes. But this was really fun. I really liked doing a Zoom episode. Maybe it's just because I haven't seen you in so long, but
I think that's also it. But also I can understand why the BFFs podcast do it over Zoom.
It's fun.
It's really fun.
And you can like move and see your facial expressions. And I like watching podcasts more than I like listening to them just because I have a short attention span, so it's nice.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But also make sure you guys follow us, like Sophie said, on Instagram, because we have some big things planned, so we would like your input on that. And the way you will be able to voice your input is through our Instagram, so make sure you do that. And now that we're doing video podcasts, make sure you also follow us on TikTok, because we have some up, but because we haven't done any like videos, it's hard to make TikToks. But now that we're doing that, we're going to have some good times, especially that clip. If we got the clip of Finn that we got.
That was so funny. Teddy's always sleeping. He's not really contributing much to this episode, but we love him.
It's okay. It's okay. I get it. Finn, I don't know where he is, but that was that one little scene he did was enough.
So funny. Finn is a paid actor.
Finn is a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is that this behavior makes sense.
Yes, he's like, Is Finn trying to replace me as the co-host?
I don't know. You We're think
both blonde like, Leos who are really funny and cute. So maybe he's trying to replace me.
And ooze sex appeal.
Dang it, Finn. Okay, well, this has just been a blast. Thank you guys. This has been
a grand old time. Thank you grand for spending time. Your holiday with us.
Listen to this on the flight or wherever when you're going home.
On a therapy drive.
On the drive to get coffee in your bed, wherever. But lots of exciting new episodes coming out next year. We're going to try to release episodes more often when we're back together. It'll be a lot easier to create content for you guys. But we're really excited about the things that are coming up. There may or may not be a Valentine's Day in the works. All right. Well,
we'll see you next year.
Godspeed, girl boss.
Wait, happy new year.
Wait, yeah. Wait. Guys, don't forget to girl boss your way through New Year's parties. Go crazy. Have fun. Close out 2021 with a bang. Kiss whoever you want. Unless it's one of your exes, then don't do that. Have a blast. And
be safe.
Be safe, but have fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what girl bosses do.
And I think we can all collectively agree. Fuck 2021, but we're excited for 2022.
I would have to say the same.
All right. Should we close out for the year?
Closing time.
Every new beginning.
I don't know the rest of the song.
I don't even know. All right. Well, Godspeed, girl bosses.
Goodbye.
See you next year.